Do you know what I would do if you were here? My mind is reeling from all the possibilities. I think what I would do is, you'd come through the door, I'd close it and lock it, of course, and I'd make you stand there as I got on my knees. I unfasten your pants and I pull them down, and then I pull down. The sight of your cock is just too much for me. I have to taste your cock, so I grasp it with one hand. And I gently tease the tip of your cock with my tongue. My big blue eyes looking up at you as I see the pleasure in your face with a little frustration. I carry on teasing you and teasing you until I know you can't take it anymore. So I open my mouth and I slowly start to take your cock. Move my head up and down enough to give you a little of what you want, but not the full extent. I'll keep teasing and teasing until you have no choice but to grab my hair and face fuck me to get exactly what you want. Your cock. Face fucking me as hard as you can. You want to come in my mouth and make me swallow every last drop, but I don't let you. First, you have to fuck me. So you grab me and you bend me. Pull up my skirt. You pull down my panties. You wrap my hair around your hand. And you shove your cock inside me. And start to pound me. As fast and as hard as you can. I wish that you were here. I wish that you could fuck me. I want you. I want you to leave bruises on me, on my body, from your fingertips, from you biting me everywhere. I want bruises on my neck, from your mouth. From how. shit, I didn't realize how close I was to the microphone. I'm so sorry if that got really breathy. My legs are still shaking.